Viva Spanish and Latin American Film Festival is in its 17th edition. It's almost an adult. It's that unruly teenager that you can't quite get to come home on time. The festival isn't just about films, of course. There's plenty of events and also an exciting new exhibition in Gallery One. Now, Andy, to get us going, is this going to be a vintage year for Viva?
Well, when we were getting the programme together for Viva, I was kind of slightly concerned that it wouldn't be. But I think Rachel and the team have managed to pull together in time of crisis, really, when, you know, lots of film industries around the world, including Spain, are struggling to get money for features. As I say, Rachel and the team have managed to pull together a really, what I find quite an interesting and exciting festival. One of the things I would draw out in terms of that is the fact that there's a Cine on Construction strand of new films that have been specifically supported to develop filmmaking in Latin America. And some of those, such as The Mugger, are really, really exciting films. And that's one definitely to look out for. With this Cine on Construction strand, if you buy a ticket for one of the films, you can get another one free. Bog off.
Okay, now I'm going to ask each of you to pick two film highlights and tell us about them. So I'll start with Esther.
Well, I'm going to pick a period drama and a comedy. Arráncame la Vida is a really sumptuous period piece. In the past at Viva, there was a film called The Anarchist's Wife, and this film's kind of the alternative, the wife of a really strong political figure who's a little bit dodgy, a little bit corrupt, and you really feel for this woman who's trying to struggle with her own sense of identity whilst being married to this crazy despot and trying to find some happiness in her life. It's a really, really enjoyable film. The period touches are beautiful. It's just gorgeous to look at. And you really root for her to find her own way and find her way out of this seemingly impossible situation. So that would be my first choice. And my second choice for the festival would be Gordos. It's a comedy called Fat People, and it's by Daniel Sanchez Arévalo, who in previous Viva Festival had had a film called Dark Blue, Almost Black, which I really enjoyed. So when I came to watch this one, I was expecting something along a similar vein, but this is a lot lighter. It's about five different people who go to therapy for their eating issues, and you also get to see their lives outside of the therapy session, so how their eating affects their relationships and their work lives. And it's really, really enjoyable. It's just a really nice way to spend a couple of hours getting this window into some really strange and crazy people. So I definitely recommend seeing that one.
Okay, Rachel, you've seen pretty much all of the films, so pick two highlights.
I completely agree with Esther about Gordos. It was a box office hit in Spain when it was released, and so far it's the biggest selling film of the festival.
So for my highlights, I've actually struggled to hone it down to two. So I have three, so I'll run through briefly my highlights. My personal documentary hit of the festival is a Colombian film called Sins of My Father. And this is a film made about Pablo Escobar's son. So Pablo Escobar, the notorious drug lord who was assassinated in Colombia. But before he was killed, he ordered the assassinations of many of his political opponents and his drug opponents as well. And the film focuses on his son, who returns to Colombia from exile in Latin America, where he's changed his name, and he returns to Colombia. It's a very, very emotional journey. And he meets the sons of people that his father had assassinated. So as you can imagine, that when these young men, who are only a few years older than me, so barely in their 20s, when they meet, it's a very, very emotional time. And the film is very forward-looking. It looks to social reconciliation, political reconciliation, and I very much recommend it. My second highlight is one of our fiction features, and this is one of a number of films which has young people, children as main characters, and this is a film called The Last Summer of La Boita. This is a very sensitive, beautiful film which depicts the problems, the trials of growing up, going through puberty for a young girl, and then also her friend who's got much more complicated problems than she has. And it's a really interesting film which looks at gender, construction of identity, and the relationship between biology and the nature-nurture argument, really. And my third recommendation, because I can't stick to two, is a film, a Basque film called 80 Days. And this is a film which depicts the growing friendship and how this develops between two women who meet again in a hospital and realise that they went to school together and they had quite a close friendship as teenagers, and their friendship develops and blossoms into something further when they meet again. Not only is 80 Days one of my top films of the festival, but we've also got a Q&A from one of the co-directors here at Corner House on the 19th of March.
Okay, Andy, what are your two film picks?
Well, picking up from Rachel's comment about films with young children in them, my first pick would be Colours of the Mountain, a Colombian film, which is set in the rural area of the country where the civil war or near civil war is going on, with guerrillas, with paramilitaries, with all sorts of fighting going on. And it's about a group of kids who are led by this lad who's just really interested in playing football all the time. And it's how all of that fighting actually prevents them being able to play a really important football match. I won't say much more about it, but it's got some fabulous performances by the young kids in it. So that would be my first recommendation. And my second recommendation, following on from when we went to Berlin the other week, I'm really excited to be able to say that Listening to the Judge, which was one of my highlights of Berlin this year, the team have been able to get straight away almost, and that's going to be playing at this year's Viva. Again, those people who didn't hear what I said then, it's about Balthazar goes on, the controversial Spanish judge. It's a straight interview with him, but it raises some really interesting issues about justice, some really important issues, I think, about the pact to forget that people went through in Spain, not bringing any of the Francoists to justice for the atrocities that they committed, and whether or not that should be changed. And I'm pleased to say that because it raises so many issues, after the screening at 8 o'clock on the 9th of March, I'll be chairing a discussion. So if anyone comes to that film and has got anything that they agree or don't agree with Judge Garçon about what he thinks about those things, then please feel free to come along and have your say about justice, Spanish justice, international justice, all kinds of justice, which his opinions will certainly raise issues about.
And I'd like to flag up a film called Under the Bridge. And what's interesting about this, it's made by a local documentary feature maker, Mike Todd, and it's all about Chicano Park in San Diego. So it's a little bit different, as in it's not actually set in Latin America or Spain, but it's very much about a Hispanic community. And it's one of America's oldest Mexican communities. It's also about the role of artists, and particularly street artists, within this community. There'll be a Q&A with artist Guillermo Arianda and the director, Mike Todd, who I've said is locally based and really, really interesting. And it's also a great link because some of the artists featured in this were actually in an exhibition here. If you can cast your minds back to 1993, for some of us that meant school. But this exhibition was called Sin Frontera, Chicano Art from the Border States of the US. So maybe that's something that you kind of remember and want to catch up with again. Now, I know the panel haven't actually seen everything, so tell me about something that you're really looking forward to, an event or a film that's getting you very excited. Andy.
Well, I'm really interested in how Spanish cinema has represented the 1970s, because that was such a pivotal era, I think, for the country. So I'm really looking forward to seeing The Cloud Painting Machine, which is set in 1974 in Bilbao. And as I say, it's an area I'm really interested in. So that's one I'm definitely looking forward to.
There's a few things I'm looking forward to, but to help me sort of decide what I'm going to do and when I'm going to see it, I'm really looking forward to the one-hour intro, because it does really give me an idea about what's happening with the film, give me a few themes to think about when I'm watching them, and it really puts the festival into context for me. Also, Los Viajes del Viento, The Wind Journeys, which is the second film by Ciro Guerra. Again, this is another film that is by a director who's previously been at Viva. His film Sombra del Caminante was at my very first Viva, and this one looks stunning from what I've seen. I've had a little check on the internet about it, so I'm really quite excited about that one.
I know as well quite a lot of our audience are learning Spanish, so you may be a student perhaps at college or an adult learner perhaps at the Cervantes taking courses. Rachel, is there something for you and Viva if you're learning Spanish?
Ooh, certainly lots. I'm actually learning Spanish at the moment myself, so I'll be going along to a few of these. So we have a study morning dedicated to people who are learning Spanish in their spare time. So this is around our opening night film, Arranca Mi La Vida. That's on Saturday, the 19th of March. So for people to go along, watch the film, have an introduction in Spanish, and then most importantly, to discuss the film afterwards. And you also get a little workbook so you can do some exercises. We've also have a long-running series of events that take place in our cafe bar. These are our Cafe Cervantes, which is a Spanish-speaking event, a drop-in session for people to pop along and have a glass of wine and talk about the festival, films they've seen, things they're getting excited about, and so on. And then we also have its companion event, which is the Café El Catragats, pronunciation probably not right there, because this is for speakers and learners of Catalan. And again, people come along, have a bit of a chat, and in Catalan this time. And also for the festival to accompany our exhibition of work from Colombian artist Oscar Munoz, we have a Spanish language discussion session with a little tour of the exhibition, which will be led in Spanish.
You mentioned the cafe there. They'll also have a lovely section of pinchos, which I believe is a Spanish snack served on a stick, not quite the same thing as tapas. And they'll also have a daily Spanish special that's sourced through an authentic supplier. But you just also mentioned the exhibition, Rachel. Tell us a bit more about what's happening in Gallery One. It opens on Friday and it'll be available to view for 3 weeks from Saturday.
I'm really excited to have an exhibition from Oscar Munoz in Gallery One. And Oscar Munoz is perhaps the leading Colombian contemporary artist. In his hometown of Cali, he works with young artists. He very much looks to nurture the contemporary arts in Colombia. His own practice focuses on themes of memory. He looks very much at the impact of conflict on his country and his people, and looks at how things have been forgotten as well as the process of how we remember. And these ideas of memory very much come through in his work. So we see a lot of photographs that have been taken as still photographs that have been manipulated to become fluid. And he uses a lot of delicate and fragile materials in his work. For example, he uses charcoal dust and water to create a sense of fluidity and a sense that things are not fixed, things are not static. So that sort of translates into an idea that the present isn't fixed and static, and neither is the past nor the future.
Gracias, Rachel. And so Viva Festival starts on Saturday the 5th of March and carries on until Sunday the 27th of March. All the films repeated, so you're going to have time to watch lots of films. If you want to get a pass, you can select up to 8 films in the festival lineup, and that's a bargain, £44, full price, 32 concessions. Now, also something to remember for Viva is that the films don't have all the ads and trailers, so that's a bonus, of course, but you need to get there on time, so the time it says in the brochure, do make your way down for that start time. All the times are on our website and on the Viva website. So the Viva website is www.vivafilmfestival.com, or of course you can look on the Corner House website.